Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You mentioned off air, and I want to get to that coming up next, about the greatest last games in Detroit. Like, we haven't had the walk-off, kissing the babies as they walk off. The only game that really stands out is Scotty Bowman, and he was a coach who won a Stanley Cup in his final game and said, "Good night, everybody." And even some people didn't like that because they thought he may have quasi-upstaged the team on that particular night. But if you can think of a last game as a Lion, Red Wing, Piston, Tiger, that really stands out to you. Because if that was last game for Justin Verlander, that was it was a good way to go out, but it certainly wasn't the way any of us wanted him to go out.
No, like, we haven't had memorable last games from Detroit greats.
No.
We just haven't. And sometimes that's just because we never knew either they were going to quit. Like Barry Sanders.
No.
What was his last game? In the playoffs, right?
No, it was at the Baltimore Ravens wearing the stupid blue pants.
Oh, you're right. I got my years confused. That's right.
Yeah. Was Verlander's game last night the last game at Comerica Park? Well, actually, it wasn't. The Dodgers do come to town, as Greg pointed out, in August. The weekend of August 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, something like that.
And would it be ironic if he just pitched for the Astros on Sunday?
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Yankees come in mid-August or August, too.
That's
there
true.
There you go. So it could be any one of those teams. What are memorable last games, the games that stand out to you as in terms of a guy had a last game here or a last game there?
Well, I was thinking about this. And, in fact, as I was watching Verlander yesterday, it hit me. I don't think we've had a memorable athlete have, like, a memorable last game. Like, Yzerman's last game was against the Edmonton Oilers, game 6 in the first round that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him skating off the ice in Edmonton thinking to myself, well, that's the last time we see Yzerman, but damn, he was a minus one that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't had that memorable last game.
Nick Lidstrom's last game?
It was against the Nashville Predators. It was in game 5 of a first round playoff loss. And at the time, we didn't know he was going to retire, but we kind of thought maybe he would retire.
I kind of thought he was going to come back. But yeah, nothing memorable.
Alan Trammell's last game.
Well, I'm going to go Milwaukee Brewers. Because Loretta played in that game. 1996.
Yep. He was 2-for-4.
Yeah.
And he hadn't played like 3 games before that. He was done. He had 233 that season. So not all that memorable. But what about the most memorable lasts in Detroit? Doesn't have to be players, but the one last that you think most Detroiters would know about. And for me, it's got to be the last game at Tiger Stadium. I don't think anything tops that. Robert Fick, the Grand Slam. I mean, a lot of people shed a lot of tears. That was a sad day. It was a Monday against the Royals.
Yep.
Tigers won that game. It was a bad season. Next year, they got Juan Gonzalez. Went to the new Comerica Park.
They did.
You think that's the most memorable last in Detroit in our lifetime?
Last time the Lions won a championship.
I wasn't alive.
Yeah, no, you probably was. Because, I mean, just recent lasts we've had. Last game for the Red Wings at the Joe. New Jersey Devils. Granted, Riley Sheahan was the star. Stole the show with a couple of goals. And they had that nice ceremony. I am embarrassed to say right now, and I feel like Nick in Farmington Hills, I can't remember who the Pistons played in the last game at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Washington?
I don't know. I just remember they did nothing. They did nothing for that building.
Was it Washington?
I think it was.
I mean, it tells you how poorly they handled that.
What about this one, Jamie? Jerome Bettis Super Bowl win in Detroit.
That's a good
last.
That
is a very memorable last. I think I have a good one. Let me just kind of set the mood, if you will.
Okay.
The last game for the Fab Five. That was memorable as all hell.
Do you count the Carolina game?
All
Fab. Okay, cool, because Fab Five together.
Yeah, yes. So okay. the last game for the Fab Five, not the Arkansas the next year, but Chris Webber called the timeout.
What about the year after that?
When Ray and Jimmy were still there?
Yeah.
Nah, don't count.
Who'd they lose to?
The year after that?
Now, it wasn't Texas. It was, who would they lose to? The year between Arkansas and Texas. So it would have been 95.
It was UCLA.
No, that was 97, the tractor trailer team.
Oh, it was that Maceo Baston and Gerard Ward and those guys. Who the hell did they lose to?
Was it Western Kentucky?
I think it was. I think that's who it was.
Really? The Hilltoppers?
That's where they had the fresh five with Ward, Baston, Taylor, Conlin, and Willie Mitchell, along with the two members of the Fab Five.
Ray and Jimmy.
Yeah, Ray and Jimmy. Greatest lasts in Detroit sports, 248-539-9797. What about who could forget Matt Stair's last game as a Tiger?
I do.
He homered. He homered in that last game against the Royals. They had to win to win the division.
He couldn't play in the playoffs.
He couldn't play in the playoffs because they'd gotten him after the August 31st. So his last game as a Tiger was in that final game of the regular season. He homered against the Royals, but that wasn't enough. They lost the game and had to go in as the wild card.
Dude, there's a lot of great ones coming in on the Ticket Text. Like, okay, for instance, the most memorable last I'm looking forward to is Rieger's last day on the station, Alan Canton. What about this one? Billy Chappell's perfect game for the Tigers against the Yankees.
That really was. The thing is, nobody knew it was his last game except for Chappell and the owner.
Well, and the owner didn't even know until like midway through the game.
Midway through the game.
The owner's nephew.
The owner's nephew, yeah. Yeah, took the ball up to him. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Right now we're talking about the last. The last what? The last game for Justin Verlander in a Tiger uniform. The last game at Tiger Stadium that Rieger mentioned. What is the most memorable last that we've ever seen as fans of Detroit sports teams, Michigan sports teams, et cetera, et cetera? Lloyd Carr's last game.
Yeah, the win against Florida, right?
The win against Florida in the Citrus Bowl or the Capital One Bowl or whatever, where everybody said, hey, wow, you got Chad Henne, you got Mike Hart, you got Mario Manningham. Way to open up the offense.
Right.
And they opened up the offense, and they were fantastic. And people kind of said, where was that most of the year?
Now
that was
leave.
Still a very nice way to get my – you know what else I remember about this?
What's that?
That was Michigan's last game for a stretch of time wearing Nikes. And the next day when Lloyd Carr met the media down in Orlando, he was wearing an Adidas Michigan shirt.
Oh.
They had just signed a new deal with Adidas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, there are some interesting – memorable last. But I do wonder, is there a consensus memorable Detroit last? And our colleague, who always shows up for work and always knows when he's working, Brian Chapman tweeted us. And he said, Prince Fielder's belly flopping finale, far from phenomenal, but extremely memorable. Remember that was in game six in 2013 against the Red Sox.
Right. And then afterwards, you and Evan Jenkins basically ran him out of town by baiting him to talk about his kids.
Not my fault.
Okay.
I tried to get him out of that situation, all while Jim Leland had realized that he's retiring.
I got kids, man.
Oh, stop it, Prince. Now he's got a reality cooking show.
Yeah, I'm stunned by that. Prince Fielder, say what you will about him as a Tiger, and I think he's a little bit, I think people beat him down a little bit too much. He actually had two good offensive years here, just didn't do anything in the postseason.
A lot of RBI, Jamie, a lot of RBI.
An incredibly uninteresting interview. Yeah. Like I remember even when he won the home run derby, I'm like, well, Prince will turn on the spotlight for national television. No, nothing. So the fact that he's going to be on some sort of reality show is surprising to me.
He said one thing one time that really pissed off Leland. It was in the postseason against the Red Sox. And he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm only going to hit it if it's a mistake. Like, I'm only going to be able to hit a ball if it's a mistake. If the pitcher doesn't make a mistake, I can't hit it.
Yeah.
And Leland got so pissed. Behind the scenes, they pay this guy $214 million,
right?
And he can only hit mistakes.
Yeah, I know. I remember that very well. And Leland wasn't the only one member of the Tiger family who was upset with that, from what I understand.
Here's some great lasts, though, and this could be the ultimate. Mateen Cleave's last, the championship.
Yeah, but it was also Morris Peterson's last.
Well, that's true, but Mateen faked the injury.
Mateen didn't fake the injury.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't fake the injury. However, he also did not need to come back.
Well, he had to do that little dance. Of course he had to cut back.
The whole, like, Mateen Cleave's inspiration, the team pulled away after he left the game.
Don't you understand that Izzo and Mariucci were up all night breaking down film, okay? And Mateen Cleave's, that was part of it. He goes out, Teddy DuPay wraps him up, and he comes back to do the dance.
Mateen Cleave's was the heart and soul of Michigan State basketball. I don't doubt that. Fantastic player. Blah, 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 blah.
Larry Brown's last game.
Morris Peterson was a more important player.
I remember every shot started off in that season with a Morris Peterson lefty three.
Oh, yeah, coming around the top of the
Always arc. Made it.
It was brilliant. Yes. Larry Brown's last game, a loss to the San Antonio Spurs.
Very memorable.
Yeah, it was a memorable last game.
What about Charles Woodson's last game?
Pretty good last game.
That's a great memorable game.
Interception in the end zone for the Rose Bowl, a game that probably still had a couple seconds on the clock when Michigan ended up beating Washington State.
Yeah. And that great Washington State quarterback.
Yeah, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, he was really
that
good.
That was a very good last.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's too bad that we haven't had more, when we talk about some of the great players who have played here. I mean, Calvin Johnson's last game now turns into some meaningless game in Chicago against
the
Bears.
Two touchdowns, though.
But now that you look back on it and you see he and Stafford and their reaction walking off the field, you now know what that was all about. When at the time you had no idea what it was all about.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Tony Ortiz got a game ball.
That was Tony Ortiz's last game.
That was Tony Ortiz's last
Tony
game.
Tony Ortiz's last
so
game.
So what do we remember that game for?
Line.
Is that Tony's last game or Calvin's last? It's obviously Tony's last game.
That is a... Write that down for future use in the two grand slam. Who got the game ball in Calvin Johnson's last game as a Lion?
The Cubs.
Answer, Tony Ortiz.
There's more than one, right?
The Cubs. I think so.
Yes.
Yes, I think you're probably right about that. The Cubs. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Pistons last game in the Silverdome. They beat the Lakers. Is that how they went? They won the champion? No.
NBA Finals.
No.
NBA Finals, 88. Yeah. So they lost game 7 in L.A., then 89. They
it was the Phantom
up.
Foul.
It would have been game 5 in the NBA Finals in 88.
Right. So 88, 89, they opened up the Palace.
Yep.
Is that what happened? Okay. Last game against at Tiger Stadium, it was awesome and memorable. Like you mentioned, the Fick home run. I still have paint from the rafters. That might not be healthy.
Yeah, I wonder if there's probably lead in that paint.
Well, I'm just saying, when you chip paint off of a rafter, what do you do with that? Do you frame it? Do you put it in some sort of a memory box, shadow box?
I have a shadow box, like a scrapbooking term, I believe.
Yeah.
Nicely done. I have a dirt from the old Tiger Stadium.
Do you?
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That's from Pat in Clinton Township. Iserman or Lidstrom's last game for both was very emotional. That's from Chris from Flinttown.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was for them. Like, I do remember the shot of Steve Iserman skating off the ice for the final time and taking note of it because it sure seemed like he was done. I, for the life of me, cannot remember Nicholas Lidstrom skating off the ice, mostly because I thought he was coming back, but I don't
Everybody
remember.
Did, yeah.
I remember them losing to Nashville, that's for sure. And Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson's, I've never seen a player removed from a game. I'm sure it's happened. But not maybe a pitcher, but not an outfielder in the middle of an inning.
How about Drew Smyly? He pitched in that game, too.
That's right.
And he got traded away as well in that trade.
I was actually the most bummed about the Tigers trading him. I know he's had injuries ever since, and he really hasn't had the career that we thought he might. But I remember thinking that would be the one they'd regret losing.
What about, and this is a great one, Kirk Cousins' last game?
Kirk Cousins' last game.
Rose Bowl.
Was the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was Connor.
Oh,
that's
Connor Cook. Duh. Oh, it was Big Ten. What was Cousins?
A bowl
completely
game.
Completely proves against that Texas point. By the way,
are you making up stuff like Brian Chapman?
No. What was Cousins?
Outback Bowl against Georgia.
Oh yeah, that was crappy last game.
Oh, who could forget it? Matthew in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing, Matthew?
Good. How are you?
Great. What's going on, bud?
Good. I just want to say it's a great show. You know, I'm calling from Detroit. I listen all the time. My first time calling in. And just want to mention, you know, we talked about coaches and going back to great memorable last games. I think it's got to be mentioned Scotty Bowman when he won the Cup with Detroit in 2002 as his last game as a head coach.
Yeah, it was a good way to go out. You don't get too many guys. And you know what's funny about that is when he did it, I also thought that I still thought he was going to come back. I didn't think he was done.
I'm with you.
I just thought Scotty was one of those things where you would get another challenge. He would find another job somewhere that would challenge him enough that he would think about taking the gig.
But now the ultimate kick in the ass. He eventually went to Chicago and helped out Stan, his grandson, and they won numerous cups.
Son, rather.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.